Mobile.
VSCL Mobile. Hello, Shane.
What a pleasant surprise to hear you on this repeater. How are you, John?
Good. I called you earlier. I chatted with Patrick a little bit on the way down to Easley. Then I saw your post there on Signal. Guess you didn't get to work, Scott. I did not either. Although I called Scott on 14658 and didn't get him. And I went over to 52 and I called him. He said he heard me, but somebody else was using the frequency. I didn't hear that person, but I never did get to work him.
Too late, and we have a birthday party for our youngest. I'm headed in right now into just this north of Greenville, just in between Travelers Rest and Greenville. So it's kind of busy. I didn't have the radio on, but I really wanted to work him. I've been trying to work him when he's doing those parks, but I always seem to miss it because he's either in the morning and I'm sleeping, or it doesn't work out.
I miss Scott quite a bit, too. I did work him when he was out in Texas. I worked him on 20 meters, and then I worked him on D-Star, I think. I guess that don't really count, but I don't know if you turn the radio on today, but the way the bands are, D-Star is about the only way you can communicate long distances. The bands are just crappy as can be.
Turn the radio on. But I understand why. I was hoping I'd see some of those lights last night, but those pictures you guys down there posted. Well, some of those guys down there posted. That was amazing. I guess the traffic lights and the city lights were just too much for me. I never saw a thing.
If you would see something from the truck, I'm assuming you were working last night. I didn't see anything. When I started seeing people posting those pictures on Signal, we went outside, but I've got Pinnacle Mountain and all that right behind me, and I got a lot of trees to the north. So I could not see anything, but we hopped on the golf cart, drove down to the golf course, you know, where it's flat a pretty good distance, and then you got Pinnacle Mountain pretty much due north, and we sat down there and drank a beer. So we were down there 20, 30 minutes, didn't see anything. But one of the local guys in Forsyth County where I live, he's not on the Signal group. He posted like a time-lapse video, and I'm going to send the link. He posted it up on YouTube. I'll post that link on the Signal group. It was pretty cool because instead of just seeing like one shot of like a red tinted sky, you could actually see them moving in different colors, and yeah, it was pretty amazing.
See that? I'll send you pictures that my cousin over in England took as well. He's an amateur astronomer. Looks semi-professional. He's got a really nice setup in his backyard with a sliding roof and everything. You know, an electric sliding roof. But they see the northern lights fairly regularly, just because they're so high up in the, you know, they're along the, you know, up as high as New England up there where they are. But they had a beautiful, beautiful show last night. I'm hoping it's going to be around this weekend some more, maybe tonight too. And someone local in Pumpkintown posted a picture over Table Rock, but it was just barely visible. You could just see the pinkish hue. I think those ridge of mountains there kind of kept the horizon blocked from that angle. But anyway, it's been some beautiful pictures. Are you with Lori today? I'm assuming you are. So if you are, just tell her hello, or if she's listening, hello, Lori.
Partner in crime is always with me on the weekends. There ain't no slipping away. And hello to Beth if she's with you. Happy Mother's Day to her. And how old is your youngest today?
25 on the 3rd. So we're just able to pick a day that we can all get together. And yes, happy Mother's Day to Lori. Sorry about that. Beth is not with me. She left a little early to go help out Nadine, Seth's wife. He's the one that turned 25. So, and he got his big promotion at the roofing company, by the way. So that's really good. That happened at the beginning of the month. He's doing the same thing as Connor does now. He's been training for the last several months. Very excited about that.
Thank you. She won't say hello or put her voice on the microphone here. Man, I hope they do real well. There's a lot of money to be made in the roofing industry. I never would have thought that 40-something years ago, but I've seen a lot of people make a lot of money.
For them, they work for a great company. So I'm going behind the shadow of Harris Mountain. If I lose you for a couple of minutes, I should be coming back out, but then I won't have much further to go. Not, they live kind of at the base of Harris Mountain. Yeah, so got a good line of sight right to the 146.820 repeater.
I can imagine that you could probably spit on it. And, well, sorry that Beth's not with you, but wish her a happy Mother's Day from us. And not a whole lot exciting going on. We're just kind of killing a Saturday like we're famous for, you know. Once again, got nothing done around the house or, you know, I got a golf cart that needs a little attention. I got a car that needs some attention. I got a Jeep that needs some attention. I got an antenna that I need to put back up to where it was before it came down. I got it up temporarily. But no, we out loafing. We went down to Easley, and I don't know why, but they had 123 closed from Silver Bay all the way down to Home Depot. So we had to detour around that. And I don't know all the back roads in Easley all that well. I know how to get around the downtown area to go by the hospital and all that. Matter of fact, I'm just coming out on Highway 8 here. I don't know what that street is. Fleetwood. Cut across Fleetwood there. But anyway, yeah, so we ended up not going to Silver Bay. We ended up at Pete's for the second time in 2 weekends. But Pete's is not a bad place. We enjoy Pete's.
Pick a good burger from Pete's. One of the Pete's. It's been a while, but I don't know why they had it blocked either. I don't know if there was something going on or if there was an accident or what, but that's a busy road to block for any kind of festival. I would assume they wouldn't do it on 123. And that hospital there in Easley, that's where three of my kids were born. The youngest would have been born there, but our family doctor, who was my doctor from when I was a kid, he had quit delivering babies by that point and was about semi-retired. So we ended up going somewhere else. Let's see what else. I missed a good bit of the first part of your transmission just where I was sitting, but anyway, I'm almost here where I'm headed. Really, really good to talk to you, John. I miss hearing you at nighttime, but I'm getting down there a little bit later, and it's not as busy on the repeater anymore the time I get down there.
In bed earlier, so I've been walking the dog a little bit earlier. Maybe not a lot, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes earlier. I've been trying to get to bed by 10:30 or so. So, yeah, I've been getting out a little early. But, all right, man, I won't hold you. You enjoy your celebration there. We're going to go home and cook a couple ribeyes on charcoal this evening, have a couple of adult beverages, and chill out and look for the northern lights again. Boy, we rode down to look at them on the cart. I couldn't believe I didn't dress properly. I had shorts on and a very light sweatshirt. And it was cold. When we got back, I looked at the thermometer. It was like 57 degrees, 56 degrees. So hopefully it'll get that cool again tonight. We turned the air conditioning off and just opened up the windows. It was very pleasant. 7-3, Shane. Hopefully I'll catch you on the air again here soon. This is K4WCL Mobile.
Really good to hear you. N4ZLK, you and Lori have a good evening. Enjoy those ribeyes, man. Sounds good. And maybe I'll hear you on the 807 net tonight, possibly, if there's one going to happen. And by the way, Gabrielle, our youngest daughter, she and Connor and Beth will be down in right at 285 and 400. She's going to have surgery Wednesday, and she's going to be down there for several days. They're going to be down there for the week, so just a point of interest. If you think about her on Wednesday. She's going to have a pretty major surgery. We'll talk to you later, and I'm really glad I got to hear you again. K4WCL, N4ZLK, 73.
Going to be at Northside Hospital. That's where Lori had her surgery 2 years ago. Well, good luck to her. Hopefully everything will work out. We'll definitely say a prayer for them. See you, man. K4WCL.